Audio 6. The House of the Faun. At another point in our audio guide, we talk about several houses, but in this one, we focus on a specific one, which deserves special mention. The House of the Faun dates back to the 3rd century BC. At first, it was a large orchard with a house, but in the 1st century, it was enlarged by taking advantage of the neighboring plots of land and not done unobtrusively. Including its addition, it occupied the whole block and an area of 3,000 square meters. With these dimensions, who doesn't have a peristyle in their house? A peristyle is a patio surrounded by columns around which rooms are arranged. This house is three. The house is divided in this manner into five main areas. Three of them are peristyles. The first one of the Ionic order, the second one Doric, and finally an atrium with peristyle, that is, an inner courtyard with columns. The other two areas are the Tuscan atrium and the service rooms. In the Tuscan-type atrium, there is a pond that used to collect rainwater, in the center of which there is a statue of a dancing faun, which gives its name to the house. This small statuette has been described as the highest quality bronze sculpture found in Pompeii because of its delicacy and characteristics. Other main pieces of the house are mosaics, such as the entrance pavement with the Latin word ave, being a welcome and farewell greeting, and also the Issos mosaic. This work represented the Battle of Issos in Turkey between Alexander the Great and Darius III of Persia in 333 BC. It is clear that not everyone had a painting of these historical characteristics in their home, so you get an idea of the social status of the family that lived here.